Hi, welcome to this episode, episode 19 of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. And I am Cindy B, your podcast host, and I want to thank you for joining me today. So how have you been? I had an experience that I really wanted to share with you, and that's going to be the basis of this particular podcast. And I am recording this, so you'll be able to see it on my YouTube channel, which is Cindy, letter B. Just look for my videos. So I have been on this journey for almost just under 2 years. I made the decision. Joey Atlas was brought into my life at the right time, at the right season, at a time where I was ready, I was open, I was just knew I needed to do something, or I just wasn't going to survive. And I tell my story, and I, you know, wherever it is to whoever it is, that this program, Joey Atlas program, saved my life. And you might wonder, how did it save my life? Well, it saved me mentally because I was very depressed. I was in the deepest, darkest places for years. Overweight, unhealthy, everything hurt. And so when I started with Joey, I had that little bit of hope that maybe this was it. At the same time, I had more of the thoughts that it's just another thing. I'll do it for a little while. It's not going to work. I'm going to quit because I'm a quitter. Cindy B is a quitter. You know, she's a failure. She never succeeds in anything, because that seemed to have been my history. I would start something, but I would never finish it. Has that ever happened to you? Is that something you can relate to? Because for me, even it goes back when I was really young in grammar school, I can remember joining the Brownies, and I quit. I was so scared. I didn't want to be around them. I started playing violin, and I quit. I always quit. Why did I always quit? I had a really rough childhood. My parents were divorced, and it was a violent divorce when I was about 6. So there's a lot of things that played into that. We didn't have a permanent residence for years. We would live with this person or that person. And so it was really hard for a 6-year-old to start growing up that way. I had 2 older sisters, and, you know, it was just hard. It was a hard time. And we all obviously were different. So we handled it differently. We remember it differently, and it's affected us differently. So for me, it just opened up this door of fear. Fear of being around people. I was always afraid to be around people. Go figure. I am the total opposite now, where I thrive among people. Even though the fear does come in into a group setting, if I don't know anybody or if it's something new, I have apprehension, which could be normal. I'm not too sure, because I know it's a lot of my past. So in growing up and being fearful, and, you know, I quit everything. I was never confident. I didn't have confidence as a person, as a young girl, as an adolescent girl, as a teenager, even though I was married really young at 17, started a family at 17. I still dealt with all that body image, self-confidence, low to absolutely no self-esteem. And I think that I thought of this recently, and I've never shared this, so you're going to be the first to hear this. That when I was pregnant the first time, okay, it was planned. The second time, it took me a little bit. It took me 3.5 years to conceive again. And then the third one was 1.5 years later, by that point, I was still fat. I was overweight. I was unhealthy. And I didn't know how to lose weight, even though I tried many things. I tried over and over. I tried diets. I tried exercising. I tried the gym. I tried all these things, and still my body wouldn't cooperate. Wasn't really my body, but I'll tell you that in a minute. So I realized that by the third time of becoming pregnant, it was more of an excuse. to stay fat. It was an excuse to stay fat. And I was like, wow. It immediately brought me back to those days. Because even after my third child, I wanted to get pregnant again. Because it was a justification of my weight. Because, you know, a lot of women gain weight when they're pregnant. I was prone to gaining weight. I was so prone to gaining weight, it wasn't even funny. And so by being pregnant, I had the excuse, oh, she's just pregnant. Yeah, okay. Oh, she's eating all that food? Oh, she's eating for two. See, that was the mentality. So all the years that I couldn't lose weight, that diet and exercise didn't work, is because my mind didn't work. My mindset never changed. And that's a huge thing. And you probably know what I'm talking about, because even people who are skinny fat can understand it's a mentality. Everything is a mentality. When you go to work, you have a work mentality. You have the mindset. When you go to work, you know what you're going to do. You know what you have to do to get done for the day. It's a mindset. Cleaning your house, doing the laundry, raising your kids, cooking dinner, whatever it is, it's a mindset. So when it comes to our health and our fitness, it's a mindset. I didn't have that. So when Joey came into my life, into my small circle of life, I was ready. I knew something had to change. I didn't know how to do it. If I did, I wouldn't be where I was at. And so from that moment on, that was the first step for me, is I had to learn. I had to change the old patterns. I had to change the old way of thinking. And that, to me, was one of the biggest challenges, because even still today, almost 2 years later, there are still things that I battle. And it's because if everything changed at one time, there's no way we could handle it. There's no way that I could have handled everything at one time. So it's a process. And over that process of time, things start to change, but then other things come up that we need to work on. And that's just life. Okay, we're like an onion, and the layers, they get peeled and they get peeled. So when you deal with one thing, another layer comes down and there's something else to deal with. We cannot do everything at one time. We can't. Okay, if you think you can, I'm sorry to tell you, but you can't. We're not created that way. There's only one, and it's not us, it's God. Okay, He sees everything, He knows everything, He hears everything, because He's God. I am not God. And neither are you. So we're created, we're human, and we're human. I guess that's all I can say. So with that being said, over the past 2 years, and this is really exciting, I'm getting to it, okay? I just want you to understand that our journey is a process. Our journey is one step at a time, one day at a time, one meal at a time, one training session at a time. It's just progression. It's being persistently consistent. Okay. It's going to happen. It is inevitable that things will not change if we're not consistent. And it's also inevitable that things will change when we are consistent and we're doing the same thing and we're doing it to take care of ourselves. Okay. So one of my favorite snacks, treats that I used to eat was Almond Joys. Do you know what an Almond Joy is? It's coconut covered in chocolate with an almond. And that was one of my favorites because I love coconut and I love chocolate. And I haven't had that in a really long time, nor have I desired that in a really long time. Well, my husband bought this ginormous bag of candy. Has not tempted me at all. I tell you, I'm being honest, it hasn't, because sweets are not really my go-to thing, okay? So it's not much of an issue. Sometimes, but not really. But in this ginormous bag of chocolate were a few Almond Joys, like, you know, little bite size. So the other night, I said to my husband, I'd like that. So he gave it to me. And I was really, my mouth was like, oh, my brain was preparing. I was ready for that awesome Almond Joy. Can you relate to that? Has there been something you haven't had in a really long time and you're prepared for it? Your mouth is watering and your brain is like, oh, bring it on, baby. Yeah? So I open it up and I take out this chocolate coconut almond joy. And I take a bite. It's only like 2 bite size. And I take a bite and I'm thinking, oh, this is so bad. It tasted so bad. So I took the other bite to make sure it was really bad. Okay, so it was really bad. And I'm thinking, wow, I have come a really long way. At first I thought maybe the candy was bad, which it is, don't get me wrong. Once we have all of that out of our system and we're eating well, and we're putting the right things into our bodies, and then we try to put that into our body, it's like my body, my mouth, my brain, nothing was happy with it. The chocolate didn't taste good. The coconut didn't taste good. I could taste all the garbage ingredients that went into making that little bitty bite. And my eyes were so opened and the revelation was so profound, and I want to share it because listen, there's hope. It's hard and it may seem really hard right now if you're just starting out and you're trying to eat well, but oh, you just still want that banana bread, or you still want that chocolate, or you still want that piece of bread, whatever it is. Listen, I'm here to tell you that it does change. It does change. My downfall in the past, my biggest weakness when it came to food were processed carbohydrates, cereal. And I've shared that. Cereal was like my number one go-to at night. I would eat bowls of cereal until it was coming out my nose. Not literally, but you know, I was full after 4 bowls. I mean, I could eat cereal. Bread. Oh, and a good Italian bread with some butter. Oy, 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 oy. Tortilla chips. Oh, my goodness. So those kind of carbs is what was my weakness. Do I eat that now? Yeah, every now and then. The cereal I eat now is organic. Doesn't have a lot of stuff in it. And I use organic milk when possible. So if I do have that treat, and it is a treat. However, I will tell you this, as much as I used to love cereal and it was such a comfort, I mean, it was like putting a warm blanket on you when you're cold. It just brought you comfort. When I would take a bite of that cereal, it was like, oh baby, where have you been all day? I know, it's really trashy thinking. That was my thinking. That food was my lover. Food was my comfort. Food didn't talk back to me. But you know what it did do? It made me sick to my stomach. And that food made me fat. And it made me ugly. And it made my mind bad because of all the chemicals, all the additives, all the things that the food companies put in to keep it addicted. So we keep coming back. That's where I was at. And maybe that's where you're at today. Or maybe that's where you used to be. Either way, listen, don't stop. Keep going forward, because little situations like that are going to arise and it's going to show you just how far you have come. Same as exercise. I didn't realize how strong my body is becoming until I did something recently. So Joey has these exercises on the home gym. And they're called dips. So on arm day, what I would start doing is, you know, you grab the bars, okay? And you lift yourself off the ground, which I could never do to save my life, okay? And so I started doing those dips. I would lift up and come back down and go up and come back down, feet not on the ground. And I did them. And that's when I realized that my upper body is finally getting stronger. I noticed it in my legs. And when I realized that my neck was getting stronger. My neck was always pretty weak. And when I would do ab exercises and I had to leave my head up off the ground, you know what I mean? It hurt. And I would cry because I couldn't do it. It just hurt so much. Last month, we went indoor kart racing. 2 years ago, even a year ago, I would never have considered it because I was still very self-conscious and, oh, no way, mentally, no way. I wouldn't have done that to myself. So we went kart racing with my son and his family. And it was fun after the first round. This guy, who obviously had some rage issues, and probably one of the ones you see on the road who weaves back and forth and gets on your bumper, and you know what I mean? You know who I'm talking about? What kind of driver? Well, this guy was on the indoor racetrack. I have never been in a kart before. This was new to me. I had to wear a helmet, which was, oh, I'm telling you, it was an interesting time. Well, this guy hit me. I mean, he rammed me, and ouch, you know, something that could have given you whiplash. And he didn't do it only one time. He did it several times, and they finally got rid of him off the track. But it was later that day when I realized all the jarring and all that was going on, and my neck was not sore. That, my friend, is progress. That is amazing. And that's what happens when we are consistent. And you know what? It's subtle, and we don't always know that it's there. It's when something like that comes up and we do something, we realize, like when I did the dips, I said, wow, my upper body is getting strong. Wow, my neck is really stronger than it's ever been in my life. These are things that happen. You don't want to eat the stuff you used to eat because your tastes have changed. When we start fueling our body, listen, food is for fuel for our body. Okay. And when we're constantly fueling ourselves with garbage, Doritos, fast food, chips, you name it, anything that really isn't, if it comes from a plant, a processed plant, and not from a plant, don't eat it. I read that once. I said, wow, that's really good. I don't always adhere to that. I admit it. I still am a work in progress, as is you, as are you and the rest of us. But I'm 100% better than I've ever been. But I'm not 100% there yet, okay? So there are times I'll have a roll or something, but I eat a lot of salads. I eat a lot of good stuff, and I'm not really concerned anymore. I don't feel the guilt that I used to feel. I don't beat myself up the way I used to do because I have made progress. And you have too, or you will too, whichever the scenario is in your life. So I wanted to say all of that to let you know, keep going. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to let you know that there's hope, that, you know, who else is going to take care of you but you? Nobody took care of Cindy B. I had to do it for myself. Nobody didn't not take care of me but me. I did all that to myself on purpose. No, that's how the world is. That's how society is. It's just like that. I wasn't any different. However, I'm different now. And so are you. And how do I know this? Because you're here listening, or you're here watching because you want to be different. So I just want to encourage you. First of all, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. And just know, I'm just encouraging you today and let you know that things change. Your taste will change. Your body will change. Your mindset, which is the first thing that needs to change before anything else will change. Okay? Get to it. Be a slayer. Slay your day. Be in it to win it. Be in it to win it. Slay your day. And if you've never heard or ever been to or ever seen anything that my awesome coach Joey Alice puts out there, he does his live training sessions every day so you can see what he does. Go to fitnesstraining.live. Sign up for his email newsletter. Get some freebie videos. Start working if you haven't already. Okay? It's legit training. LIGIT. Low impact, gentle interval training. I love that acronym. I love it. It's just so awesome because that's what it is. That's what worked for me. That's what's working for him and working for thousands of others. Okay? So let's go. You can reach me. You can email me at cindyb@gmail.com. And also, if you're interested, I am starting an email newsletter myself. Not anything big or fancy, but it's something that I want to start doing and sending information and corresponding with you. If you're interested, let me know. You can email me at cindyb@gmail.com. Okay. Come join us on Facebook, the official Sculpt the Fit Club worldwide community on Facebook. It's private and it's awesome. Inspirational, motivational. All right. And one last thing is, I put a cooking video up on my YouTube channel. Subscribe to my channel and you'll see any updates, any new things that come, but it's a quick 5-minute video. It's my organic chicken soup. I've never done a cooking video before, so it's, you know, it's raw, I guess, but it was fun. So I hope you enjoy it. Email me if you'd like to be part of my email list. I would really love that. I would love to see you. And so for today, that's it. Thank you. Until next time, be in it to win it. Stay strong. Be encouraged. This is Cindy B.